So I'm standing outside of the radio station. It's dark out. There's a single security light casting a yellow glow on the pavement, and in the shadows, I see a group of guys huddled next to a dumpster. A police officer pulls up, rolls down his window, and sticks his head out. He knows what they're up to. "You guys playing Pokemon Go?" he asks. Pokemon Go is based on an incredibly popular Japanese franchise. There are video games and trading cards, TV shows and toys, and now there's a game for smartphones that's taking the world and Sitka by storm.
So I'd say the best thing I caught is a high-level Squirtle.
Well, downtown is pretty lousy with pigeons and rats.
I caught a Pikachu. I was leaving work and there's a group of people and they're like, "There's a Pikachu in the behind Ernie's," and I was like, "Well, I might as well follow this crowd."
Okay, but what is Pokemon Go exactly? It's a game for your smartphone that brings together GPS and camera technology. You're a Pokemon trainer, and you walk around on what is essentially a colorful Google map of your location, looking for little creatures known as Pokemon. They appear on your screen as they would in real life, and when you get close to one, your phone buzzes. Using your finger, you swipe the screen. This flicks a Pokeball at the Pokemon, and if your aim is good, the Pokemon is yours. You can use it to fight other Pokemon and claim gems. There are gems at the Russian Orthodox Church, at Search, even at the post office. But what's the app user's biggest battle in Sitka?
Well, you're fighting for 4G access when the tourists are here. And then you're fighting the entire world to get on the servers.
That's Josh Joseph, who plays in his spare time. Even at work, as an assessor in City Hall, he can't fully escape the allure of the little critters.
There's a gym right above my office. You know, during a break, I'll check just to see who owns it. It's not enough time to fight it. You know, usually at nighttime is when the servers start getting good, so you'll see a lot of people around town at night just battling for those things.
And in fact, there's a cluster of kids outside City Hall. They weren't super into talking to me. They were just trying to catch all of the Squirtles. But there are other benefits to using Pokemon Go, namely that it forces you to move.
You can hatch eggs, which are based off of kilometers you walk. And so it's kind of a fitness tracking app in a way. I've seen people geek out just as hard for a Fitbit or any other fitness app.
Not everyone feels so fondly about the app, though. At the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, when the app was released, phone use skyrocketed. And that's a problem, says Autumn McCumisky, the camp's director of students, because phones generally aren't allowed during class time.
And every time I went into the counseling office, it was Pokemon this and Wiggly Hoo-Ha is doing this thing. So it just felt like it was something that was taking over every conversation. It felt like instead of talking about what did you paint today or how did your dance class go or did you finally like stick that mount in partner acrobatics, instead of that it was, have you seen the Orthodox church gym? Isn't that funny?
McCumisky adds that the app was released during the high school camp, which is a bit more relaxed. But the camp is cracking down on game use this week for a camp-wide production of Guys and Dolls. Here's student Jack Hale.
I downloaded it, took like an hour because Sitka, and then I started playing it, and it's been really fun. There's been a lot of opportunity to play it, but then again, you're also like in rehearsal and you're constantly doing stuff. When you come to Sitka for musical theater, everyone is really sort of devoted to be there, and you don't want to waste any of your time, you know, playing a game on your phone.
There's one place the campers probably won't be going, though, and it's unfortunate because it seems like it's chock full of Snorlax and Jigglypuffs.
If we got near Ernie's, I'm sure we'll find something.
Why Ernie's? Why?
They're just lousy birds that like to hang out at bars.
So if you're looking for a beer and a Pidgey, maybe you could kill two birds with one stone, or capture two Pokemon with one flick of the wrist. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.